Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got a plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car.
See that? You see that?
I got eyes, don't I? Am I not gonna see something that look like that? Hey, Lord, whatever I done, don't strike me blind for another couple of minutes.
All right, so the passing of George Kennedy is certainly something that needs to be noted. He was in like 143 different films and 9 million different television shows. Started out in the early Cowboys in the 60s. This is from Cool Hand Luke, where he won the Oscar. He and Strother Martin and Paul Newman, what a cast in that movie, Chucker. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. We sort of celebrate the passing of George Kennedy, who was 91. What stands out in your mind of all the characters that he played in those hundreds of roles? Which one do you think he was best in?
That's subjective, but I mean, I remember George Kennedy very much from the early 70s and the disaster craze. He was in the first four Airport movies. I did a revival of Airport on the big screen a few weeks ago. We played the character of Joe Petroni. He was this really cool character, and he starred opposite Charlton Heston in Earthquake in 1974, and I always felt he stole that film.
Here he is in Airport, George.
There's an armed phantom, and he's coming right for us. He fired one.
I told the audience before Airport, I said his character in Airport was a mechanic, and then in Airport 79, he flew to Concorde. So he really, the character really progressed throughout those.
He was one of those dependable guys that you could give any role to, and he'd figure it out. Here he is in Naked Gun.
Hey, I remember this pug. Ex-boxer. His real name was Joey Chicago.
Oh, yeah. He fought under the name of Kid Minneapolis.
Hey, I saw Kid Minneapolis fighting once. In Cincinnati.
No, you're thinking of Kid New York. He fought out of Philly.
He was killed in the ring in Houston by Tex Colorado. You know, the Arizona assassin.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember. It was north or south.
North. South Dakota was his brother from West Virginia. You sure know your boxing?
God.
Well, all I know is never bet on the white guy.
Here, one more.
You know, and he also landed in the 80s. He landed a part on Dallas, a TV show that lasted a very long time.
You haven't shot anybody in 6 months.
That's true. Funny how you miss the little things.
Two of them were great together. But those guys, where are they? Are those guys around now, Chucker, really and truly? And I don't try to sound like some old, you know what, but the guys like that are just, we were talking earlier.
They're definitely harder to find.
We were talking earlier the passing of Charlie Tuna, who was one of the great broadcasters, great jocks of all time. And those guys just don't exist anymore. There's nothing clever about a lot of these people. Anyway, so we
Nowadays we get a classy Oscar telecast like Sunday night.
Oh my God! See how bad the ratings were. Let's talk about that. I want to talk about Sylvester Stallone's speaking out regarding his. And people call it the Oscar snub. I think he's got the healthiest attitude toward it of anybody. So that coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want to make that perfect first impression? Well, there are three places to start. Here's the social science of it. In a new field of study called semiotics, or silent persuaders, advertisers have found that initial first impressions are based on three things. One, good hair. Two, clean teeth. And three, clear skin. It's an old standard, been around for thousands of years. In fact, it's likely part of our pre-wiring. But we assume that good hair, clean teeth, and clear skin are a sign of good health. As a result, all three put together equal well-being and make for a perfect first impression. What's the cheap psychological trick? If you want to make that perfect first impression, neatness counts and clean is in. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
All right, another than the Oscar broadcast being sucky on Sunday, the fact that Stallone didn't win bothered me a lot. But here's the guy.
Too.
He's got so much class. Listen to this, Chucker. To all the real Rockies of the world, please hang in there. Hang on to your dreams. Never give in. Never give out. Never give up. Thanks for your support. And so, you know, I mean, that's really the best. That's what you'd expect him to say, frankly.
Well, you can't listen. You can't be openly upset about it. I mean, that doesn't make you look good. Having said that, I do believe that the Academy really blew a chance to have a terrific moment Sunday night if he came up and accepted that award. And it would have been a favor. I think, personally, I thought that was the best acting he's ever done on screen in Creed. Yeah. So it would have been deserving.
He's a long way from quitting. Good luck to him and you. Chuck Curry here on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.